Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you each week songs I love, and occasionally put in something odd like a reading, a story, a poem, a joke. And I call those odd things Wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And tonight is a kind of wombat show. Every song tonight is associated with Louisiana. It might be with Mardi Gras, it might be with New Orleans, it might be with just the name Louisiana in the song, but they're all Louisiana songs. So each one of them is utterly unique. The first one is Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. And this is a story of a swamp man. So here we go. It's Louisiana Night with Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. Well, next is the classic. This is by Hank Williams, one of the great country music singers of all time, and feels very much like the swamp to me, the Cajun story. Jambalaya by Hank Williams.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Mm-hmm. cotton nose, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya by Hank Williams. Well, next up is kind of a wombat in a way. This is a Mardi Gras song, Ico, Ico. I guess they sing it from the floats and things. You know, it's well-known in New Orleans. And I have three commercial versions of this, but this particular version is one I recorded at Pine Woods Camp in Massachusetts, summer of 2015. And there are two people I know, Evie Mayer and Gene Farnsworth, and they had a little group singing with them. And this is their version of Ico, Ico. And it's a Mardi Gras song. So this is Ico, Ico by Evie Mayer and Gene Farnsworth. Ico, Ico by Evie Mayer and Gene Farnsworth. The next song is Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. I played this on a recent show, but this is my favorite Louisiana song. Of all the songs tonight, this is my number one favorite. I just love this song. So here comes Baton Rouge by Guy Clark.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana. I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town, man. I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna learn to walk that walk. I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now, ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy, and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge.
That was Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. And now we've got something a little more authentic. This is definitely New Orleans music. Listen to the name of the band. The New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band. That kind of says it all, the Swamp Donkeys. And this is St. James Infirmary, a very well-known song. It starts off a little odd. You don't know where it's going. But when it gets into it, you can just feel the guys marching down the street, like perhaps at one of these New Orleans funerals you may have seen in movies, or maybe in the Mardi Gras. And they take these big, ponderous, slow steps while the drum beats. And you can hear that going on. You hear it going on with the St. James Infirmary by the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band.
Yeah. Ah, so yeah. Thank you.
stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, just so cold, so bare. Now let her go, let her go. God bless her.
If the devil don't catch her,
wherever she may be, babe, she gonna look this wide world over, yeah. She ain't never gonna find a sweet trumpet player just like me, Brad. Now when I want the best mausoleum on the block. I want the best second life bands in town, yeah. I want six white mules pulling my wagon down the street, yeah. So all my boys and the swamp donkeys, they'll know I died standing fast.
St. James Infirmary by the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys Traditional Jazz Band. Well, next up is Come On to My House by Rosemary Clooney. This song was from 1951, and it was kind of a novelty song. It wasn't a clear, didn't fit any particular genre, but I think of it as Louisiana. I think it has a Cajun rhythm to it, so to me it's a New Orleans song, And that's why I'm putting it in here. And I love the song. Come on to my house, Rosemary Clooney.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you East Side. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
You just heard Come On to My House, sung by Rosemary Clooney. Well, when you get down into Louisiana, there are swamps. And there are swamp people and stories about the swamps with ghosts and spooks and all sorts of stuff. And witches. This is a story about one of the most famous of those creatures in the swamp, Marie Laveau, sung by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go, another man done gone. She lives in a swamp in a hollow log, where the one dog. She got a bent, bony body and stringy hair. And if she ever seen y'all messing around there, she go, another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know, when he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing. Her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie, If she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
Marie Laveau, sung by Bobby Bear. And next up is Louisiana Saturday Night. Louisiana and music are tied together, and the image you get is that they have music a lot, and I think they do. And in my experience, I've been to New Orleans about 4 times, and every time I heard wonderful music, and this is an example. Louisiana Saturday Night by Mel McDaniel.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack. Belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
You just heard Louisiana Saturday Night by Mel McDaniel. And now it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. We're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. You can pick us up at 90.7 or on the web. We're at WEHCFM.com. So you can get us anywhere in the world, WEHC, that's Emory Henry College, WEHCFM.com. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love, and tonight's a unique night. I'm playing all Louisiana music, and it's the first time I've ever done this show, so some of these songs I probably never played before. They've been stuck in here and there, but this is the first time I put them all together. And the next one is a strange song, Love in the Hot Afternoon. It just captures me. You can feel the heat on the hot afternoon, and you can feel what's going on in the room, and it's just it has a wonderful mood to it, a wonderful feel, and it's clearly set in New Orleans, but it doesn't have that much of a New Orleans rhythm. It's got its own kind of mystique rhythm. So this is Love in the Hot Afternoon by Gene Watson.
From somewhere outside, I hear the street vendor cry,
Filet gumbo.
From my window, I see him going down the street,
and he don't know
that she fell right to sleep in the damp, tangled sheets so soon.
After love in the hot afternoon.
Now the Bourbon Street lady
sleeps like a baby
in the shadows.
She was new to me, full of mystery.
Now I know. That she's just a girl and I'm just a guy in the room.
For love in the hot afternoon.
We got high in the park this morning and we sat without talking. Then we came back here in the heat of the day, tired of walking. Where under her breath she hummed to herself a tune.
Of love in the hot afternoon.
Now the Bourbon Street lady
sleeps like a baby
in the shadow.
In the shadow.
She was new to me.
That she's just a girl and I'm just a guy in the room.
For love in the hot afternoon.
That was Love in the Hot Afternoon by Gene Watson. Next up is the Oak Ridge Boys, a well-known country music group, and the name of their song is Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. And the word Louisiana is in there, so it fits in the show, but also I think it does have a Louisiana feel to it. So here's the Oak Ridge Boys with Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone. Before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down. Anything goes, it's out
alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go.
That was Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. I want to tell you a little bit of my experiences in New Orleans. One time I arrived there with a friend. We were bringing a Volkswagen bus back from Mexico. We just come through Texas, and we got into New Orleans around 1:30 or 2 in the morning. We checked into our hotel room and went downtown, went to Bourbon Street, and it was just wild. There were people everywhere. Every place was open. There are crowds on the street, hundreds, maybe thousands of people, little shops and restaurants, and just quite a scene. Music, New Orleans, Bourbon Street area, this is the old part of New Orleans. This is the old town, the tourist section. And it just goes full blast all day, all night. Actually, the mornings are pretty quiet, but from the afternoon well into the evening and well into the early part of the morning, it gets kind of wild. Mardi Gras all year long. Shops and restaurants, great food, and I loved it. I thought it was a great place to visit. And while I was there, my friend Maida arranged for us to go out to an alligator ride. We got on a boat and went out into the swamp. Actually, it was more like a lake with little islands all around. And the alligators were feeding them marshmallows. And they were coming up to the boat. They knew to come to the boat for marshmallows. It was a very interesting experience. We were really certain we'd gone about maybe a 45-minute drive south of New Orleans, going out into the hinterlands. It was pretty abandoned out there. So New Orleans is a fascinating place. There's also a lot of art and music, the stores, and of course tourism is the big thing. But this music catches the soul of it. We're moving on from leaving Louisiana. We're staying in Louisiana. We're going to Colin Baton Rouge by the New Grass Revival. Colin Baton Rouge.
Stopping every 20 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of events last night rolls through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lanes. I need a cup of coffee and a couple of dollars change, calling Baton. Won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up
do. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
That was Callin' Baton Rouge by the Newgrass Revival. Well, it's wombat time, and I'm going to read you a poem I found about Louisiana, and it mentions many of the things that I associate with Louisiana and New Orleans, and a number of things I don't even know about. See how many things you recognize. This is I Am Louisiana. I'm Spanish moss on a live oak tree, Cajun fried shrimp in a cypress knee. I'm Bienville, Captain Shreve, Beauregard, Zach Taylor, and Jean Lafitte. I'm New Orleans, the land of dreams, Creole cooking and a Mardi Gras king. I'm a thoroughbred racing at Louisiana Downs, Avery Island and a Catahoula hound. I'm the Louisiana hayride and the birth of the blues, the Evangeline, chicory coffee, and Baton Rouge. I'm when the saints go marching in, the Superdome, Atchafalaya, and an old plantation home. I'm jambalaya, a catfish fry, and a Philly gumbo, a sugarcane patch, Pete Fontaine, French Quarter, and Satchmo. Well, I'm the Mississippi River as it rounds the bend. I am Louisiana. Y'all come back again. Well, that was tonight's Wombat, I Am Louisiana. Well, the next song is another song sort of like Marie Laveau. This is Swamp Witch. Something about the swamp in New Orleans gets down and dirty. That Alligator Man, the first song, and then Marie Laveau. And now this is The Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk a swamp witch, Hattie, lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dark and dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew, whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. Ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Oh, party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again."
That was Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford. And the last song tonight is kind of a novelty song. I'll play part of another song at the end of the show, but this is the last full song. It's called The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. And it's going back to the time when the British were coming into New Orleans. And this is sort of a battle story from back in the... I guess probably the early 1800s, somewhere back in there. So, The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
You just heard The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. The last song on the show today is The Lakes of Pontchartrain by Sed Thoreau. Lake Pontchartrain is a pretty good-sized lake north of New Orleans, and this is a story, a ballad, about a man who falls in love, but things don't always work out. So this is The Lakes of Pontchartrain by Sed Thoreau.
Was on one bright March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town for to renew. I cursed all foreign money. No credit could I gain, which filled me heart with longing for the lakes upon the train. I stepped on board a railroad car beneath morning sun, and I rode the rods till evening. I laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to meet. Dark year towards me came, and I fell in love with me Creole girl by the lakes on the stream. I said, my pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good, and if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain. Are we never turn a stranger out by the lakes on the train?
That was The Lakes of Pontchartrain by Sid Theros and Barry Bradley. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombat's Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEAC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally putting something like a reading, like tonight we had I Am Louisiana. I'd like to mention that though I do enjoy the Wombats and enjoy picking them out and putting them in, my real love in this show is the music. It always has been, and it always will be. The Wombats are just the icing on the cake, but the cake is the music. Now I'd like to ask you to join me, as I do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.